Greetings, lovely listeners. Today I'm going to share with you an exercise that Spirit shared with me to share with my students. Try it. Let me know what you think. Email jenniferfezio@gmail.com. I'd love to hear your feedback on how this exercise works for you when you use it with your mediumship. So the exercise is called Speak to the Spot. And you literally need to pick a spot that you will have in your line of sight. I suggest for mediums out there that, which by the way, don't try this in person with a client first. Definitely practice this with someone who's open to trying a practice session with a new exercise. But you literally want to pick a spot that is right in front of your face, face level, so not higher than the top of your head, not lower than the chin. You want to pick a spot in front of you in that line of view, and you want to mark it with a neon sticky note, something bright colored. You want to identify that spot and mark it. Don't just pick it and not put anything there. You'll forget in the heart of mediumship, and you mediums out there know what I'm talking about. We will be taken away from that awareness of the spot we've created to look at. If we don't mark it, and bright sticky notes are fantastic for this exercise. So you want to take a little bright sticky note and you want to put it right on your spot on your Zoom, on your laptop screen, at the top of your phone. That's eye level. And you want to acknowledge that this is the spot of energy you are going to be projecting to when you speak with your mediumship. And that's why this exercise is called Speak to the Spot. It's not about giving yourself a spot that your eyes lock on, like Superman, you know, in his laser eyes, you know, that laser light that comes out of his eyes. This is not what this exercise is about. It's about the energy of your words, imagining that energy, pushing it out towards that spot in front of you. And that's why it's called Speak to the Spot. It's not about the eyes, even though we're giving ourselves a visual. It's about the energy flow from the power of our words, that we speak, that are, can I say, what's the word, projected out into the space around us. Our words have our energy, aren't they? And what my students found when they tried this exercise, identifying your spot, you know, marking it. Some of them marked it, some didn't. In the heart of mediumship, imagining that your energy from your words goes towards that spot at eye level. What they found happened with this exercise was amazing things. I don't know where to start. I heard so many of the students. There was only one student who didn't like this exercise out of about maybe 15 that tried it, I think, 15, 16. And some of the feedback that I heard was that they didn't get caught up in the high clairvoyant mind space, mind trap is what I call it, that the information that they received was lower below the mouth. So like throat, heart, solar plexus, they were more grounded and centered with their blend. And it was easier not only to stay in that blend, they knew this because the flow of words in the seeing lower and the feeling and the knowings was more consistent and a steady flow was there. If they got an image, they would get the knowing almost simultaneously with it. The pauses were cut out with this exercise. If they had a feeling, they were able to get the knowings with it very easily. It really, and what I discovered with this exercise, and Spirit was talking to me a bit about this, was the awareness that Spirit and our soul, these two souls, right? The spirit person and my soul are blended. There is this unseen conversation, two lives merging, going on, right? And Spirit definitely emphasizes what they kind of want to ping up or make us become aware of with what they want to say. And what Spirit helped me understand about this was that when our souls open up to this, we're blended. This is an equal blend. There's two souls, the energy, there's a conversation. But our soul, we are taking in new information, aren't we? In fact, we're taking in, our soul is taking in a whole other person's complete lifespan and memories, and even more than that. So we are, you know, receiving, I think, energy. And Spirit gave me this knowing of the, what's the scientific words I'm looking for here, y'all? Input and output, energy flow, right? So if we have all this energy coming up and Spirit wants us to start speaking, we have to release it. We have to, and how do we release it, y'all? We have to speak. We have to say and release that energy out to enable the constant flow of speaking, which is communication, prime, optimum prime flow, surrender. When we speak, we are releasing the energy that we are receiving from the blend of Spirit. Now, you may have heard me talk about this before and maybe use different words, but Spirit kind of took another road with me in understanding the energy and the blend, because I'm always asking Spirit, how can I get my mediums to relax and just, you know, surrender and speak? Because trust me, ask any one of my students, they'll tell you, how many times have I said, speak, 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 in so many different tones and pitches and ways, forceful, gentle, and then they'll speak, but then they'll stop. And so what happens when I get frustrated because, you know, what I'm doing with them doesn't work, you know, it's not frustration at them. It's frustration that I can't understand how to make it better. But what Spirit does when I'm in this space of frustration is they give me an analogy. They bring me some wisdom and insight to help me understand. And so with this speak to the spot, Spirit gave me this feeling of when you receive our energy, you have to release it and or it will get built up. And I thought, well, that's amazing. But Spirit then, and I said, yes, that makes sense. And then and this is a funny story, what gave me the idea from Spirit where I was at when this happened to actually put a physical visual spot in front of you to speak to when you release that energy was my daughter, you know, practicing her voice, practicing her singing. And she shared with me a tidbit that her voice instructor had shared with her. And I love this because the song my daughter was practicing was I Have Confidence from The Sound of Music. And I was standing by my daughter practicing it, the song I Have Confidence. And she was talking about her projection with her voice. And she said, well, Miss Paulina, you know, my teacher told me to imagine I'm just moving forward on a road singing, like I'm always moving forward with my voice. And I looked at my daughter Auburn and I said, oh my God, that's a great idea. And right away, someone in Spirit said, do it with your students. Do this with your students. And right away, my ear perked up, my head tilted up, and I thought, huh, what does Spirit mean by that? And I thought, oh, Spirit gave me this knowing. I had this thought, this knowing from Spirit, voice projection forward. And I thought, I'm going to do this with my students. I just got this little hit from Spirit. And so that's how that physical spot for your eyes to look at was created. But again, you don't want to hold on to that visual aspect with this, stay in that energy of the eyesight when you are in the line of vision, when you're doing this exercise, because that doesn't work out so well. It's mainly a spot for you to kind of, when your eyes, we all know what I'm talking about here, you mediums out there, when your eyes go to that relaxed spot, in front of you, the spot you're speaking to, when you shift, let go of the eyesight and you become aware of the flow of the energy and the power with your voice, your eyes can still move around and look, but it's the energy of the mouth forward to that spot that is what we're trying to achieve here. And so that's how it came about, like where I was at when Spirit gave me this download. A lot of times it's those first few seconds when I wake up in the morning. This time it was when I was with my daughter. And I call it speak to the spot. Like I said, try it when you can practice. You know, things that are the two things you have to understand about this exercise are, number one, you've got to mark your spot, and that spot must be between, I would say, forehead and chin level. Your laptop camera, right? That little dot in the middle top of your laptop screen is perfect. Just put a little sticky note to the left or right of that. That's bright colored. And you must let go of the physical eyesight and focus on the energy of your words. Just think about this ebb and flow. And when you constantly have that, and you're feeling these like waves with your speaking come out, when Spirit, you get these insights from Spirit, it helps you flow, speak consistently, which means you are receiving the good stuff. And the good stuff is being received in a good place. Lower, anchored in the mediumship between pretty much the heart and solar plexus. And the blend is better, because I feel when the blend is good, that's when we get double clairs at a time. I'm sure some of y'all know what I'm talking about. You get that knowing with the image. It's not just an image. Then you have to wait for the knowing and so on with the other clairs. So you're receiving in a good spot with this exercise. And what's happening essentially is the input of energy from that blend with Spirit is able to be output with an ease. But it's when you're energy from your mouth and your voice and speaking stops going to that spot, that's when there's overload of energy and it all becomes tense and the medium stops speaking and all of it starts to get jumbled. You know, it just think about when you blend the flow up of info from Spirit out through the mouth should be like a beautiful pipe or tunnel that is unclogged, where Spirit is kind of just blowing this wind from your solar plexus in this pipe and up and out through the mouth. It's kind of an analogy I use with my students as well. But this exercise, I think, is what helps, because sometimes the top of our pipe gets stuck. Our mouth gets closed and we don't speak. And this is an exercise to help you flow. And guess what? Some of you are probably thinking, well, what if I'm not, you know, what if I still get these pauses when I'm trying to speak to the spot? Well, you've got to keep speaking. So what are some things that we can stay when we are, and these are what I call filler sentences, which actually I'm going to do another podcast on this, but you give what's called a filler sentence. It's a sentence that you say to keep the energy going, to keep the pipe unclogged, right? To keep that tunnel of air of communication open. And I'll do another podcast on those because it's such a good lesson. Filler sentences, it's golden. It is a game changer. But anyways, I will wrap up for now. Try this exercise. Email me at jenniferfezio@gmail.com. Let me know what you thought. Think about it. It is game changer. Students' responses, wow, wow, wow. Everything was lower. Everything was so easy. There were no pauses. My flow was there. I spoke more steady. I mean, literally, these were the words I was hearing from my students. So I know if it works for my students, it can work for yours too, and you. all right? So give it a try. Much love to you all. Mentorship kicks up year one in January. It will be here before you know it. I will be posting the details on my website. You know how I run it. Small, intimate, intense, but beautiful connections throughout this mentorship is what we experience with each other. 6 students a class, no more. And I'll have that registration up soon. Until next time, listeners, talk to you then.